you have 8 Super Bowl appearances. However, every time you've gone to the Super Bowl, you've had a first-round bye. Everybody looks forward in life. I know you're going to tell me you got the Bills and then you got the Jets. But as you look forward in life, everybody does, from the time you're in the crib to when you're going to crawl, when you're going to walk, when you're going to talk, when you're going to go to school, and so forth. You can't be devoid of looking forward, and the path is now much, much more difficult should things hold as they are. What is your thought process on that endeavor as you move forward?
Ding.
The best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. What the hell kind of question was that?
Trip.
I'm lost in
Crip.
Tom, as we've discussed it many times, from the moment of conception and you're a mere zygote and then your cells start dividing and you develop in the womb, your sainted mother, and finally make that trip down the birth canal and enter into the world, and then you cut the umbilical cord and spend a couple of days in the hospital, and then you go home, spend some time in the crib.
How long is that birth canal? Like, technically? Like, it's not, like, long.
Several, I don't know, 20, 30 feet? I'm not sure.
Can we play it again? Because I couldn't follow along.
I don't know if we have time.
No, play it again.
You get lost through it.
Play it again.
You now drop to the third spot in the AFC. You have 8 Super Bowl appearances. However, every time you've gone to the Super Bowl, you've had a first-round bye. Everybody looks forward in life. I know you're going to tell me you got the Bills and then you got the Jets. But as you look forward in life, everybody does, from the time you're in the crib to when you're going to crawl, when you're going to walk, when you're going to talk, when you're going to go to school, and so forth. You can't be devoid of looking forward, and the path is now much, much more difficult should things hold as they are. What is your thought process on that endeavor as you move forward?
Okay, so what
is your thought process on that endeavor?
Is he as killing time?
Was oh Brandon my God! Out,
what's he doing? You know,
so
how
what he's basically asking him is, do you still believe in your team now that you're the 3 seed?
Everybody does, from the time you're in the crib to when you're going to crawl, when you're going to walk, when you're going to talk, you're going to go to school, and so forth.
It's human nature, Tom, to look forward to things. Much like Manifest Destiny, only this time applied to the National Football League.
And he's back to the old helmet again. Like, snip, snap, snip. He's back to that old helmet.
Okay, Jim Gray, why don't you add that into the question, too? And you're back to your old helmet again, Tom.
Good God.
All right, what was his answer? How did he answer this? Okay.
Maybe he didn't.
I have no idea.
He fell asleep.
I'm just curious what
like most
what
of the audience.
What, how did
well, like I said, this is a week-to-week league. This isn't about forecasting and predictions and all that. And this is about, you know, us getting the job done this Sunday.
Okay.
Nope, it is that time
so
of
the
year.
Answer was shorter than the question by a lot. By a lot.
Meaning I'm sorry, Jim. What was that part about the crib? I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
But as you look forward in life, everybody does, from the time you're in the crib to when you're going to crawl, when you're going to walk, when you're going to talk, when you're going to go to school, and so forth.
From the time you're in a crib or perhaps a bassinet, maybe it's a co-sleeper.
What if there's a drunk baby in the crib next to you flipping quarters like R.J. Bell always uses with us? we never even talked about that. Like, who even, where do you get that from? And why would a drunk baby even have quarters and flip them? Baby can't coordinate to where you flip the quarter. He'd eat the quarter. You give a baby, you give any drunk baby. First of all, the baby be hungry because he's drunk. Because you always want to eat. Babies want to eat everything anyway.
True.
All babies put stuff in their mouth.
Yes.
So, I mean, you're going to kill the baby, end up giving a quarter, end up choking on a quarter. Baby's not going to flip the quarter.
It's like shooting a baby hostage after you cut the eyelids off.
Sure.
Know? It's all the same
definitely.
Thing.
Is the baby sleeping or is he, I don't know, his eyelids are cut off. Looks like he's awake. Maybe he's not. Rub his back till you think his eyelids are closed, even though he doesn't have any.
Do you want to hear any more from
yes,
Jim
I
Gray
do.
And Tom Brady?
I do. Okay. I want to hear more from this.
All right, here we go. Here's a question about the dynasty.
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Now, okay, see,
wait a minute.
You go from a 4-minute question where you invoke cribs and walking and talking and sleeping and eating to dynasty done, right, Tom?
Tom, is the dynasty over?
Tough way to start tonight, man.
Well, tough game yesterday to watch and to play, I'm sure.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yeah,
Zinger.
Yeah. I had to watch your game yesterday.
Keep it up, Gray. I'll be doing these interviews soon. Damn.
Oh, tough start tonight. Yeah, tough watch yesterday, too, Tom.
Yeah. You played like crap, Tom. I can't believe how poorly you played in the game.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. All right. So Brady says tough game to play.
Yeah, tough game to play. Tough game for our fans. And
Real quick. NBC Sports Boston just had the final play again. Everybody's breaking Brady's balls about falling away on it. You know why he's falling away? Because T.J. Watt almost took his head off 15 times, and he beats Cannon around the right end again.
Here comes the excuse-making of the Brady camp.
Go ahead, post that picture back up again. Ball's released. Here comes T.J. Watt crawling up Brady's legs again.
So I'm sending out a memo on Monday nights? Is that how that works?
No,
is there like a dispatch from Brookline?
No. No, I said he should have stepped up and thrown it to Patterson. Patterson, I think, may have had a shot at it. Everybody's ripping him for putting Patterson on the field instead of Josh Gordon.
Well, Patterson has a shot at it after the defender goes over and leaves Patterson.
Cannon gets beat again. After the guy gets beat, it's Cannon. Brady knows where the pressure's coming from.
See, I'm not going with the Patterson thing. I think Patterson looked open.
Right.
Because,
look, Ball,
because the
he's
defender...
going to Edelman, and Patterson's not even in his route yet.
All right, let's listen to this.
You know, we watched it on film today. It's tough to watch. So I had some opportunities out there that really limited us, and not scoring any points or really 10 points on the road isn't going to win you many games in the NFL. So, you know, we got to do a lot better job this week. We're, you know, 9-5. We got two hugely important games.
Hugely.
Ahead of us. And, you know, hopefully we can go out and play a lot better than we played the last couple weeks.
All right.
It's hugely worked.
Hugely.
I'm going to say
it is.
Yeah, it could be.
But
you guys are going to get technical with me and my word making. So.
No, you could say something's hugely important. Like, yes.
Massively important.
You can use it, but it's not a word I would use.
Hugely.
The president uses bigly.
Bigly.
That's not a word.
Bigly.
That's not a word.
Bigly.
All right, moving on. Talking about the character of the team here. Now.
A lot of people in Boston, a lot of people who follow and cover the team are jumping off the bridge. Are you?
Absolutely not. You know, I've...
What's he going to say? Yeah, you know what?
No, I am.
You know what, Jim?
I am coming off the bridge, Jim.
I am the quarterback of the team, but I'm going to jump off that bridge. I'm going to call quits here on this team. Yeah.
Are you?
See, that's a dumb question. That's a dumb question. That's the first dumb question in the interview.
Absolutely not. You know, I've always said it's hard to win a game in the NFL. You know, you can't take winning for granted. And I know, you know, our team doesn't. You know, we try to put the work in every year. And it's a process to build to this point. You can look at the positives or you can focus on the negatives. And I think, you know, looking at the negatives as a team, you know, we've got to use those and try to learn from them because our opponents are doing the same thing. And the positives, you know, we got to build on those. So it's challenging when you have back-to-back losses. And it's mental toughness is when it really shows the character of the team, the character of the players, the coaches. The whole organization is tested because, you know, when things aren't going right, you know, obviously natural instinct for humans is to point fingers, but everyone should point the finger at themselves and realize that we all individually need to do better. So collectively, we can put something out there that we're way more proud of than what we put out the last few weeks.
Okay. You point that finger, you've got three more pointing right back at you.
So this is really about the Jim Gray aspect of the interview last night, not so much Brady. Wow.
All right. We got time for one more here.
Okay, one more.
And then we'll pick it up on the other side or later, whatever you guys want to do. The assessment of his own play on Sunday.
So if you're pointing the finger at yourself, how would you assess how you have played, particularly yesterday in the last 10 minutes of the game?
Great question, by the way. If we're going to goof on him, that's a good question. It's not a great question, but that's a
good question.
That's a good question.
That's what you want to hear.
We had two great opportunities, one to take the lead in the red area and a second opportunity to tie the game in the red area. And obviously got the first one, the ball got turned over. I threw an interception, which is just really inexcusable on my part. And, you know, the second time we had a great chance to get down there. It was a second goal at the 6 at the 11-yard line, and we had a penalty go against. Moved us back, and we were fighting the clock, the yardage, and we just never got any great chances at the end zone. So, you know, to feel like we squandered two red area opportunities in a game where they limited us to 10 points, you know, leaves everyone with a bad taste in their mouth. you know, a few more plays that we make that go our way, it's a different story. But I said before, you could say that about any NFL games.
So he does take responsibility for that one pick.
And obviously got the first one, the ball got turned over. I threw an interception, which is just really inexcusable on my part.
But the rest of it is, you know, about we and squandered opportunities and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. Good question, but not a lot of in-depth self-assessment from Brady in the answer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. Good to know. Good stuff. 617-779-0985. Some biting questions.
We got more. I don't know when you want to do it, but
we'll do it. How much more we got?
We got three more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We'll do it next.
Are any of them good? Like, does Brady say anything good at any point?
Yeah, there's a couple of things in there, yeah.
All right, we'll just get to it next.
Okay.
Then. Let's just do it.
Yeah, let's do it next.
All right,
okay.
We'll do that coming up next. No one
Sarge listens
to what?
Our show.
Probably.
He has a poll up on Twitter.
What's it say?
Just Die Hard a Christmas movie.
No,
take it down and take it down now. Okay? This thing's been done 18 million times. Be original. Develop new material. Be somebody different than everybody else. Everybody does this poll. Everybody's done this poll. Everybody knows it's not dumbass. It is not a Christmas movie. So don't even put it out there. Don't ask about it. Don't call our show to talk about it because it's not a Christmas movie. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do what everybody else does. Come on, Sarge. Be better. Doing ads. You're on the weight loss thing. You got the hair stuff. Be better. Be original. Don't do what every other jackass loser does. Die Hard of Christmas when we put the poll up. Wrestling. Do they wear singlets? He met The Undertaker last week.
Did he?
Yep, checkmark. One of those things, you know. You have everybody's got you know, things they want to get done in life. And he said, that's achieved. Boom.
Life goal.
Met The Undertaker. Nice. Yeah. That just irritated me. I saw that. Take that down, Sarge. It's a tired of Christmas movie. Like no one's ever done that before. Oh, but you don't think typing that out like, God, it's been done 18 million times, you know?
You want to throw a Sarge Sucks on the Radio in there for good measure or something?
You know what? Because of that, you can now call our show and try to get the Sarge Sucks in just because of that. Because that sucks, Sarge, and you know it sucks.
Sarge Sucks on Twitter?
Sarge Sucks on Twitter now, yeah. No free charge on the Sarge. All right. Okay. Dump that, Tom. Yeah, I mean, all right. It's getting me irritated here, so let's just.
I can tell you're
let's
irritated.
Get back on. That pissed me off when I saw that.
Okay. More from Jim Gray. Barty, play another clip for us.
All right. Wants to know if maybe the Patriots are responsible for their own undoing right now.
14 penalties yesterday. Bad interception that you just went through. breakdowns defensively, particularly in the run game. All sorts of miscues. Drop passes. Julian Edelman dropping two passes. Josh Gordon dropping a pass. Are you beating yourselves?
Well, you know, I've said that a lot over the years. You can't win a game in the NFL until you can keep from losing. And, you know, when you look at, you know, some of the unforced errors that we had, namely turnovers, penalties, anything where the ball goes backward, you know, makes it extremely difficult to sustain drives and score points. And, again, we just scored 10 points yesterday. And we all look at the plays yesterday and realize that, you know, it's not one particular player play, you know, aspect of the team. It's everybody. And I think that, you know, we've all just got to do a better job.
Yeah, his answers suck in this thing.
It's not bad.
Yeah, his answers just suck.
No, Beatles right. That's a standard stamped answer.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? Even though you've singled out people, Jim,
do a better job.
We're all going to keep it to the group.
Yeah,
we're going to do what we do. We circle the wagons. We don't assign blame to an individual. The team loses. We lose as a team.
This is no different than the things he said.
You could play that last week. Play that
no
last
different
week.
Than what he'll say Friday when he talks.
It's different than he's been with Jim Gray all year long. Maybe it's getting to him a little bit now.
You think he's guarded a little bit?
Absolutely.
I think so. He's getting annoyed with his questions early on in the interview, and he's getting guarded.
Because what did Gray do? He slid in the, you turn the interception over, throw that one in there with all the penalties.
I mean, honestly, it's so boring. Yeah. It puts me to sleep. What are, okay, Tom.
Anything on Tom? What are you getting the misses more, for Christmas?
This interview is only there? Good. This week's interview is good because of Gray, not Brady. Brady doesn't say,
okay.
Doesn't say anything.
Well, there you go.
All right. It's not giving them
anything. Give me more.
I mean, they're losing.
Anything?
I get it.
Tom,
well,
are you going to get the misses for Christmas, maybe?
Maybe the problem is their success.
So, Tom, how much is your success, both as a team and you personally, now tormenting you?
Oh, wow. Holy smokes, Gray.
Juicy.
Jim Gray's on his game this week.
Tom, I wrote out the tapes from 1990 when I was covering boxing, and I used to ask really good questions.
His first question was long and meandering and sucked, but the rest of them have been on point.
And is it playing a role in what's going on because of all of this introspection now, because you have set this standard?
Yeah.
And are you now, for whatever the reason, unable to fulfill that as a team and individually?
Well, I'm not going to make predictions on that. I mean, we'll see. The season's not over. We got.
I'm talking about currently.
Whoa! Wow!
Jim Gray!
I'm talking about right now, Brady!
Wow!
I'm talking about currently!
That ain't it.
You son of a bitch, answer the question!
Tom,
put your son on the phone!
Tom, shut your whore mouth and listen to me. I mean, you,
wow,
sir.
Give me the whole thing in its entirety.
Oh,
I want it in context and its entirety. Give me the
boom, bang.
Well, I'm not going to make predictions on that. I mean, we'll see. The season's not over. We got.
I'm talking about currently. Does your past torment you because you've been near perfect? You've won so many championships.
Well, we haven't been near perfect. I mean, we've lost plenty of games here. I mean, important ones, too. We've been 12-4, 13-3. You know, right now we're 9-5. It's not where we'd hope we'd be, but it could be better. It could be worse. This is just the reality of where we're at. We'd love to win every game. That's not the reality of sports. So what we got to do is we got to just grind it out. We got to grind through these weeks. This is when football season is not the easiest. This is when football season is tough. You know, we've been at it for a long time. It's been a lot of ups and downs. There's mental, emotional roller coasters.
Give me more Gray at this point. Again,
Brady. Back to bring it all around.
Well, honestly, and you go back to last spring when he was saying, like, the game is easy for me now. It's just slowed down. It's like I can see I guess 2 years ago when he was talking about how he's just, you know, he's like Neo in the Matrix. He just sees code out there. He doesn't even see formations anymore. It's just solving a puzzle that
he's got
all the answers. And now it's.
So what we got to do is we got to just grind it out. We got to grind through these weeks. This is when football season is not the easiest. This is when football season is tough. You know, we've been at it for a long time. It's been a lot of ups and downs. There's mental, emotional roller coasters that happen with a long season. So for us to finish strong, we've got to take everything we learn and put it to use.
All right. So there's one more here where he wanted to know what gets said in the locker room after a game like that.
Tom, you said earlier in the conversation that there have been difficult conversations between the coaches and the players and between the players amongst themselves. Take us inside what goes on between these difficult conversations that you can reveal.
I don't know about this question.
Why? What's wrong with that? I don't have an issue with the question.
Well, there are things that get said in privately. What gets said?
Yeah,
well,
I just know that it's in private.
Exactly.
You asked the question knowing that you might not get anything,
right?
But it's worth a shot.
You know, football means a lot to myself. It means a lot to my teammates. And we put a lot into it. We care deeply about winning and losing. That's what we're here for. We're here to win. And when you lose and you don't get the job done, you know, it's tough. And you've got to look at the other leaders, the other guys who have been around for a while. And, you know, it refocuses you in ways that winning can't. So if we learn from it, it becomes a great positive. And, you know, our team has always done that.
Okay. All right. There's nothing. All right.
Okay. Nothing there.
We got nothing.
Nothing there. Focus on the positive.
Okay.
Try and move forward.
All right. That's it. That's all we got.
Okay. Nothing on Christmas gifts or anything? Like, where's he getting away?
Oh, you talked about Macy's there. You heard Tom play it when we were coming back there.
Did you notice Bill's got a little different haircut? It's got that Caesar look.
Very short, his haircut. Very tight.
Yeah, they tightened it up.
They did.
It's very stylish for Bill.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did he go to
Peeny? I don't know.
I did notice that on Sunday.
Sure.
Oh, Bill got a haircut.
Yeah, clean. Clean look. Came out like, wow. Ooh. Got the Caesar thing going. A little gel in the front.
Wow, Jim Gray. What's happening there?
Talking about you, Tom.
I'm talking about you, now.
Personally.
Not. I don't want to talk about Buffalo. Buffalo, no.
If you if you see Tom in the coming days, I'd ask him, what's with Jim Gray?
I said, hey, I'll
busting
do that.
Your chops,
I'll
man.
I'll do that for next year, 50 grand.
Oh, that'd be a huge discount, too.
Yeah, probably.
I'm talking about currently. Does your past torment you because you've been near perfect? You've won so many championships.
In your face.
Tom, was that a night game you played?
Tom.
Well, it was late afternoon, so it was 4:25.
Yeah, but it started in the afternoon, right?
I mean, in the late afternoon.
You think of that as
it was dark outside, so it did look like nighttime.
I mean, we're talking about the game next day. Should we say last night or should we say yesterday? What do you
say? How about Colby Cove? How's he looking to you? I'll talk some Bruins.
Tell me something about the Patriots, Tom.
Like, I'm just trying to answer the question.
Well, I'm not going to make predictions on that. I mean, we'll see. The season's not over.
I'm talking about currently.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. You know, you can't get Brady excited talking football anymore. But last week on the Thursday night interview, they were talking about, I don't know, being prepared to take the hits and absorbing impact because of the TB12 method. And he'll talk your ear off about that. He'll get very excited about that. What?
How do you absorb the hits? Throw the ball early and fall off?
No, you didn't hear it?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, you did hear it, right?
Joking. That's how you absorb the hits.
I don't absorb hits anymore. I bail out.
How do I feel? Well, I think eventually my body will feel better as the, you know, maybe after this season.
Not over.
I'm talking about currently.
Oh, currently it hurts. Oh. Yeah, everything hurts, right?
Currently
sore. Very sore. All the stretch in the world won't fix it.
Damn.
Sorry.
All right, we'll get back to your Patriots calls and sort of reset on the expectations of where this team is going. Some people calling us saying don't count them out. Some saying they're dead. We're talking about that and more on that with the Brady-Jim Gray interview. Just fabulous.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children
You're
singing
right.
all his merry.
He's very edgy. Night.
So hang your stockings.
So
he's
a little edgy today. He's a little edgy.
I don't know. I think Zoe started getting edgy when he found out Felger and Mads were out the rest of the year last week.
That pissed me off. Yeah, that double vacation. Because like we've always been told you can't double up a week. You can't do it. Like that's a long time. That's a long time to train.
I tried
your listeners.
It once. I got shot down.
In the business, it's a long time in the business to train your listeners. We're not going to be here for a good, like three. Like you and I don't try and bang out at the same time for like the longest stretch to where we got Sargent hosting with Ty Anderson.
I'd say you and I do a pretty good job of staggering it in the
Yeah, I mean, we stagger. We
do a good job.
Try to keep the show rolling.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when you're doing what they're doing, though, I mean, it's you do what you want to do. They're pretty good at what they do. Numbers speak for themselves.
Is it my chance to let the vulture out during daylight hours?
Yeah.
How was he yesterday? I didn't have a chance.
I don't know. I was off
him.
Yesterday. I don't know.
I just find it highly.
I'm assuming he was very positive.
I just find it highly odd that they don't pull Hardy off our show and put him in the afternoon.
I'm glad they don't.
You know?
Glad they don't.
Well, they have a guy that.
I'm not going to.
They have a guy
that
sits
that.
Over there, like, wear sunglasses like I do, that could slide over and drive the bus and host. You know? That's all I'm saying.
What?
Jim Murray.
What? I'm lost.
Slide over and host.
He did. He was hosting yesterday.
Well, the morning show doesn't do that, they don't want him on air.
Who?
Fred and Rich don't want Wallach on air.
Oh.
So that's why they poach Hardy for
us. Why are you concerning yourself with all
I'm
these
just saying.
This speaks to what I said about you. You're very edgy today.
I get the vacation
very edgy,
time.
Very that's worked all, up.
That's okay.
Very pissed off today.
No, not pissed off.
He's edgy because he doesn't have enough vacation time.
I don't want to be here. That's what comes out.
I do want to be here. Right, dude, this is our go time, dude. Come on.
Ernie's in Brockton.
I'm pissed off that we're 9-5, okay? That's what I'm pissed off at.
All right.
We should be 11-3 sitting here with our feet up on the desk, not worrying about who we're playing next week or the condition or how's the state of the Houston freaking Texans.
Ernie,
that's what I'm pissed at.
Hey, Zoe, first thing I'm going to say is I disagree with your assessment of Shane McGowan's Christmas classic, but
I don't know what that is.
For another time.
He's talking about the Pope.
Okay. That thing in itself is what it is. So you drive around in a car, you tell me if it's the Magic starts playing Christmas music or we do. You tell me what Christmas station, whatever one you listen to, even if you put on a satellite.
I don't listen to Christmas music. No one plays that. So don't tell me that it's a Christmas classic.
Go, Zoe, go. Go, you know what I mean? Get him. Go, Zoe.
Okay, go ahead. What else you got?
All right, listen. I just want to say I'm very happy that.
Real quick, you know what? Hold on. You know what I'm going to do when I get home? Hey, kids, come on. Look, the elf moved today. Gather everybody around. Everybody get your hot cocoa out. Sit down, kids, because we're going to have fun. We're going to watch Elf, and then we're going to play this Christmas song because it's a classic.
Kids are, I love
what?
It.
What is this? Turn us off, Dad. There's your. You want to know if it's a Christmas classic or not? Tell your kids. What'd your kids do? What do you want to do when he went home yesterday? He want to watch Home Alone. You know why? Macaulay Culkin. Christmas classic. Music's great in that. You got Jordan in the tub, you know, doing this. And her figure, it's great. Joe Pesci. That's Christmas.
It was Christmas.
That's one
no,
type of Christmas.
That's not
that's
Christmas.
One type of Christmas.
You want to play that in March when it's around?
In the drunk
yeah.
tank.
Keep it up. Don't ever play that here. We're never going to play that again. It's a joke.
All right, let me get to my point.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm happy that the Patriots locker room and the guys in the Patriots, you know, coaching room,
yeah.
they have a lot more grit and resolve than this fan base right now. Listening to Beatle and these other callers calling in, I feel like I'm sitting around the frat house of Animal House before Belushi gives this big speech about the Germans bombing Pearl Harbor.
It's a great time.
The world isn't ending. They still got Brady. They still got Belichick. And they got guys like Slater, Edelman, who are just grinders, who are going to figure this out. And I got a lot of faith in them going forward.
Okay, wait, Slater? Slater?
What a grinder.
No, I'm not saying
they got Ebner. They got Ebner and Slater.
And the leadership to this team.
Okay. To your point, I kind of agree with you that, okay, we're waiting here because we're seeing how they respond on the road. They haven't responded on the road. That's the problem. So Brady can sit there and tell Jim Gray, well, we've been 13-3. We've been 12-4 in one Super Bowl. So say they run the table, get to 11-5. So you're one game off a Super Bowl-type pace? Not really, because we're watching. Each team is different year to year to year.
You lost five games on the road. You've never won a
Super
Bowl
road wins. Your three road wins are against the Bills, the Jets, and that bad Chicago team at the time that I thought was a bad team at that time. Mitch Trubisky running around like a nut on you. That happened. You ended up beating him. So, whew. All right. That's a good segment.
Norm in New Hampshire. Hi, Norm.
Hey, what's up, guys? So,
yeah, what
about,
up, Norm?
About 45 minutes ago, I almost drove my truck off the road. I couldn't believe what you said about Brady not, trying to avoid contact because of Cannon. I mean, no. You got to stop protecting the guy.
No. That bad throw. He bailed. That's what I said. And then you watch it play out. I understand why he's bailing. My point is, look at why he's bailing. Because he's getting hit from the right side. He's got T.J. Watt coming. And that's what he's expecting.
Did he bail or did he not?
He bailed. Totally bailed on the throw.
Right.
But so I'm telling
you. Everybody wants to know.
No. Listen to me. The point is, if everybody wants to know, why did the toe go left and why is he bailing and falling right? Because you see what's coming to the right side. He's expecting Marcus Cannon to get beat, and he's trying to keep it alive and trying to get a ball thrown downfield so he doesn't get sacked the way he did at the end of the first half in Miami. T.J. Watt is coming to hit him. Marcus Cannon got beat again.
This is something. There's definitely something wrong with Brady, and it's just a lot of people like just want to be apologetic. I'm grateful for everything he's done over the past 18, 20 years, but there's something wrong with him this season. It's so I just would like people to be, you know, just be real about it, you know,
I want you to call back in 2 weeks when everything's set and all the seeding comes out. That we'll take a peek at where his numbers are comparative to other years, like last year when he was the MVP. I think that's fair when it's all said and done. You know, 16 games in the bag. You're going to find out if you're the 2, the 3, the 4, maybe you're a 5 or 6. Who knows?
Shouldn't we want something to be wrong with Brady, though? Because there's a chance he could get it back by the playoffs? As opposed to this is just what he is?
Say the knee's bugging.
The way you're talking is just this is what he is,
no,
right?
I don't think it's to get it back by the playoffs. It's to get it back, period. You know, next season.
Say he's got something in the knee that's floating. It's bugging him. And that's part of why he's looking the way he's looking. That's what I'm thinking. And that ain't getting fixed by the playoffs.
Okay, right. Maybe he's in a mental rut right now, though, and he gets out of the mental rut.
Maybe 87's got to get the head out of you know
maybe
what.
Maybe he just decides, you know what?
Figure out he's a behemoth and I only have start a
couple,
playing like one.
I only have a couple more weeks left. I'm going to start taking hits because I only have a couple more weeks left. And maybe that's what – maybe something like that will trigger it. I'm just looking for any silver lining to hope they can get to the Super Bowl.
It's weird to me that – here's the weirdest part of this offense right now that I can't fathom. That Edelman can't win on the inside right now. That's a big part of – like Brady's a stick mover. Where's his bread and butter? Throwing the ball like Roethlisberger, 40 yards downfield along the sideline? That's not a high percentage play. His stuff's between the numbers, 12 yards in front of him. Whether it was Troy Brown, whether it was Wes Walker, whether it was Julian Edelman. Tell me the last time Edelman was in a slot where he did a little return route or he won in that little inside, little skinny that Brady would bang on him. When's the last time they hit one? You remember one? I sure as hell can't.
They've been going to Patterson.
They're going outside. Now all of a sudden they're an outside team? James White, you know what their record is when he touches the ball 10 times or more? 5-1. Nowhere to be found right now. Why? Because Rex Burkhead's back? Like, you're doing all these things that need to figure itself out and come together and figure it out fast, as you term it, getting hot here at the end of the year. Stick James White in the damn game more. Let's go. Let's go with your guys. Let's go with those guys. I think quarterback's working through something. I think 11 is definitely working through something. His leg isn't right. Something's not right there. And 87 is what 87 is. Oh, what about eczema? I like it.
Some ad.
I have eczema on my chin right here. Like, scratch
it.
Yeah,
need some lotion for that?
No, I'll go to Florida next week. That gets it, you know, boom. Second you step off that plane.
Humidity?
All your skin's good. Humid, yeah. All the cracks are gone.
All right. I think Zoe's got it out of his system. Probably not.
Feeling better.
Probably not.
No, I feel great.
617-779-0985. We're back from Gillette right after this.
Point me.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine.
The generic rejoins.
Yours is crazy. Well, you should see mine.
This Icelandic Christmas?
My sisters are whack jobs. I wish I had none.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, 617-779-0985.
Wow. What the hell is that?
A listener suggestion for a Christmas song.
Drop oh, yeah. Kevin, oh, that was a drop kick.
Kevin is in New Hampshire. Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, Kev?
Okay. So let me ask something. Yep. You think 87 would be on the field if his contract was an incentive?
Yeah.
You think he'd still be on the field right now?
Yeah, but he's not hitting any of his incentives. You know that.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely not hitting them. He's got to be close to some of them, at least a few, correct?
No, I don't think
not.
So.
No, he's very distant. He's not even close.
Out of the picture.
Not even close.
No shot.
Not even, no, all right. But, so here's the reason why I'm calling is, you guys watch a game, the defense didn't play so bad. We'll call it what it is. You know what I mean? They were in Pittsburgh. They only gave 17 points. The offense should have scored more points. I don't so much put the blame on the players as much as I do the offensive coordinator. Because if you watch that game, you think he really called a good game?
Interesting you said that. No. Josh McDaniels has spoke. You're allowed to talk to the coordinators once a week, which they do. And he said, put that final drive on me. Put a lot of this on me.
Yeah, but the final drive, you know, the final drive of what it was. We're in Pittsburgh. The place is crazy, all right? The place is absolutely insane.
Answer me this real quick here. To take it to McDaniel's world. Okay, so you see how that game's coming down to the end, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think your right tackle had issues with number 90 at all throughout the
absolutely.
Course of the game?
Absolutely. I think you should have. Okay. Absolutely.
Do you know who else was active during that game? Number 83, Dwayne Allen.
Right, so I did see that,
this is what we did to my poor buddy Max Lane in the Super Bowl back in 1990. He had trouble with Reggie White.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept free releasing Ben Coates to his side, and we were free releasing the back, which means there's no blitz or chip responsibility to that side of the play call, regardless of whatever protection was called. And we did nothing to help him out.
Nothing.
Josh is probably looking at this regretting calling a certain protection or not bringing in Wayne Allen to help chip and bump number 90. You can put him into route, but at least square him up. When you chip a guy, you make sure the cannon's got him square. Okay, now he can handle him. When you're running upfield around a guy, that's where you're having a tough time reaching to him. Josh McDaniels did nothing to help out the two tackles that were having issues when you knew, okay, John Parry is going to call a lot of holding penalties in this game. That's what he regrets.
Well, that was awful. The whole referee was awful that game besides that. But I'm just saying, the whole game, the whole entire game, you watch that game, okay? Yep. They go into Pittsburgh. They spread these guys out. They run the ball up the middle, get some yards, and they spread them and dink and dunk all the way up the field. Yep. I just don't know what they were thinking the whole game. I really don't. Because if you look at the game plan for the last, 18 wins?
And then they came out second half and said, you know what we're going to do? We're trying to run the ball. And they ran it like six straight times. They were going seven. Everybody's like, seven. Well, they run the turbo. Why don't they go fast? Well, they did. They did at times when they wanted. And then they switch it up. They tried to shift gears and confuse Pittsburgh. And you end up fooling yourself. Remember what Charlie Weiss would say? We got Pittsburgh. You know what we're doing, Dick LeBeau?
My question would be,
we're going gun spread.
Along with
we're going empty.
Saying, what was the game plan?
It's almost like
it didn't look like there was a game plan there.
I don't think they have an identity on offense. They don't.
They certainly didn't have one on Sunday.
And what's weird, Rex Burkhead is complicating things for your offense because now all of a sudden it's taking James White off the field. Why should Burkhead get more touches and looks in that game than James White?
I don't know, but Burkhead can do a lot of the same things that White does.
He can, and so he's a different type of runner.
Is it about the player, or is it about the play call?
What are you saving James White for? Like, we know what James White can do.
And if Edelman can't get open, why not take him off the field and put somebody that can't get open, James White, on the field?
This is a legitimate question. Put both of them on the field and take Edelman off the field, because Edelman's not giving you what you need him for. You need him for that short over the middle stuff.
Like, you haven't stacked him. You've let him be
the separation.
You're letting him be the open receiver to the one side. You take Edelman, you split him out. Okay, we'll take Hayden, put him on him. Guess what? That nullifies him.
We mentioned this yesterday, Jim. I know you weren't here, but it was, why don't you just put White on the field and split him out? Forget it. Forget using him as a running back then.
Oh, you mean like they did with Samuels and threw the slant to him in front of McCourty? That was a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think James White's a little better than Samuels doing that.
Billy, okay?
Hello? Yeah, I just had a thought. Sorry. Sorry about that. I have something to say as far as Brady's play.
Yeah.
If Brady still had somebody behind him that was a threat to his job, you wouldn't be seeing him playing the way he is.
Because you would take him out and put the other guy in then, huh?
Hoya? Are you crazy?
No. That's Bill's point. Bill's saying that.
So you're saying that if Jimmy was there, they would have put Jimmy in.
If any young quarterback was here, then Brady would not be playing the way that he's playing.
How'd that work out for Flacco this year?
He got benched because he had a young player behind him. So it can happen. I don't know how you use that against it. You think Flacco and Brady are the same guy?
No.
You think they're the same player?
No.
They respond the same way?
No, but at the beginning of the year, Flacco was playing well. Because, look, why? They drafted, what's his name? Kid from Louisville.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Thank you. Yeah. It's his team now.
I think if Brady had the threat of someone replacing him, that he'd be playing better. I don't know how much better, but I could see it. I could see him playing better. But I don't think that listen, right now, Brady playing better, this is what I think we're in a weird spot. Brady playing better is not enough.
If Brady had Garoppolo here, offseason would have been different.
Okay, but if Brady plays better
right
now, I don't
think Garoppolo being here makes him play any better.
Is it enough to be a different team right now? I don't think it is.
I don't know. Does Brady make Gronkowski better because Garoppolo's here?
No.
See, I think that's...
Does he make Edelman, better or not hurt?
No, but I think that's part of why Brady looks... I think the way Brady looks, too, is you're not getting it from other guys right now, too. And you don't even have James White on the field. You had Deion Lewis last year. You had playmakers. Guys made plays, man. See what you want. Gronk made plays last year at the end.
Yeah, he's not doing
became
that now.
An invincible force. Couldn't beat him. Cover him. He's not doing that now.
617-779-0985. Is the NFL wide open going into the playoffs? Is it wide open, and does that mean the Patriots have just as good of a chance as anybody else in the NFL to get to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl? We'll talk about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.